Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Zayin, and we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amid Beis Hanu Beitre. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Brindel Bas Hada Rachel and Chana Devora Bas Brindel. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Aharon David Ben Reb Doiv. So we're moving along here in the first sugya of Maseches Bava Basra, the sugya of Hezekriya. So today's daf, the majority of it is going to tell a few stories where Amoraim opined and paskind related to disputes that are mi'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan to what we've been talking about for the last week. The end of today's daf, we're going to start a new Mishnah, which is going to segue into several dafin of Agadata, several dafin that contain in it some of the most famous Gemaras and Shas. Either way, we begin with a story on the bottom of Davov Amid Beis. Hanu Beitre, there were two people, Dahavu Dairi, that lived together. Chad Havi Dairi Loi, one lived on the top floor, V'chad Havi Dairi Tatoi, and the other lived on the bottom floor. In other words, it was a bias and an aliyah. Itfer tatoi. What happened was, the house, the apartment that was on the main floor, started sinking. The walls were sinking into the ground. So the person living on top is doing okay. But the person living on bottom, his 8, 9, 10 foot ceilings suddenly are not as tall anymore. Amalei tatoi li loi. So the person that was living in this main floor told the person living in the aliyah, tov nivnaya, I need to redo my house, so is it okay if I knock down the house and we go and rebuild it together? Amalei, so he looked at him and he said, Anosh apriko doirna, I'm living fine. Meaning, why would I knock down my house? You have an issue, but that doesn't affect me. Amalei, so he told him, I understand. Istaria ano, ve'evne, I'm happy to knock it down. I'll rebuild it, meaning I'm going to pay for the cost of the demolition, the cost of the construction, and all I'm asking from you is to allow me to do it. But Enochinami, I'm not going to charge you for this. Amalei, he told him, Lesli duchta lemedaba. The problem is, it's going to take time, and in the interim, I don't have where to live. Amalei, no, I gelach duchta. He says, don't worry about it. I already addressed this. I anticipated this being your follow-up question, like, where am I going to live during this next little while? And I already have a place to rent for you. My expense, everything is going to be okay. Amalei, so he told him back, Loi tarachna, says, I appreciate all this, but at the end of the day, for me to have to move out and then move back in, it's going to be a very, very big techa, and it's not something that I'm willing to do. So the way the Bach is Geiris the Gemara, Amalei, the person told him, Loi komister, he said, but the problem is, I don't really have where to live. Amalei, so he told him back, the person living in the Eloi, what do you mean you have nowhere to live? You have where to live, it's just not so geschmack. No, so you have to crawl, like when you get around your house, shufa kreisei, get down on your belly, the oil, and enter your house that way, shufa kreisei, upay, meaning at the end of the day, I appreciate this is not so geschmack for you, but I'm fine. This is your headache. It's not mine. And I'm not willing to bend. So it doesn't sound like this man had the most pristine midos, right? But at the end of the day, from a pure Chayshim Mishpat perspective, is he right? Amar Rav Chama. So Rav Chama was the Dayan who presided over this entire, and he said, yes, Bedina Kama Akiv. He has 100% right to say everything that he's saying. Bahani Mili, the Gemara says, Leimati Keshuri Lamati Measar. Stating that, you have to read the fine print. The only time this is true is if the beams that had been sinking into the ground, they didn't sink beneath 10 tefachim. If, however, it's already beneath 10 tefachim, meaning the aliyah is within 10 tefachim from the ground, amalei, so then the person who owns the bias could tell the person that's living in the aliyah, this area of lemata me'asara tefachim, this is all my reshus. I own this airspace, and you have no right to be there. And if that's the case, then already he'd be able to evict him and he'd be able to force him to go and rebuild this house. Says the Gemara that as it relates to this halacha, the only time this is true is if they didn't anticipate this may be happening and they didn't make a tonight. So I guess once upon a time in a set of documents when there was an Abayis and Aliyah arrangement, they would address this. They would say if over the course of time, you know, the house depreciates, it starts sinking into the ground and it gets to a point where I have to crawl every time I want to get in and out of my house. So this is what we're going to do. In a situation like that where this was not explicitly addressed, that's when this halacha is the way it is. Avol asnu gabi adadi. If, however, they made it tonight, then sasri ubanu. Then the person in the bias can force the person in the aliyah to knock down the house and to rebuild. It says the gemara v'chi asnu b'hadi adadi ad kama. Let's say they made it tonight, and they didn't articulate in the document itself when exactly this clause is supposed to go into effect. So these have already had lawyers, meaning they already addressed the possibility that something like this is going to happen. Usually, if you're going to address it, so address it, right? But they addressed it in a vague way. They said, in the event that it gets to the point where it's very imbakfeint for the person living in the bias to be able to live and do his business in a regular way, so then sasri ubani. So if they didn't say it mefurish in terms of defining what imbakfeint means, so what is the definition? So the Gemara says, Amru rabbanu kemei derabba, mishmei demar zutra berei derab nachman, amma mishmei derab nachman, ko'ese sheshoni. You want the precedent for this? It's a Mishnah later, Maseches Bava Basra. Mishnah over there discusses the dimensions of a house, and it says, rumoi kechatzi arkei ukechatzi rachbei. There's a ratio that says that the normal way to live is the height should be the equivalent to half of the length plus the width. Rashi says it's learned out from the Heichal. The Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash, which was Archai Arboim, it was 40 amos long, the Rach by Esrin, and it was 20 amos wide, the Gavai Shloishim, and it was 30 amos tall. So 40 amos long and 20 amos wide, 40 plus 20 is 60. Gavai Shloishim is 30. So you see the height represented half of the sum of the width and the length. That is the perfect ratio. And once it goes beneath that, so if the walls are sinking so low that that ratio can no longer be maintained, at that point, that's when this halacha is going to go into effect. So who said this? Allegedly, Rav Nachman said it, right? Amru Rabbanu kemei derabba, mishmei demar zutra berei derab Nachman, da amma mishmei derab Nachman. So amalu Rabba, when Rabba heard this, or some have the girsa, not Rabba, but rather Rava, he said, Lava minu l'chulei tislu be'buki sriki b'Rav Nachman. Haven't I told you in the past that please don't take your buki sriki, your empty bottles, and attribute them to Rav Nachman? It seems people used to sometimes quote halachas in the name of Rav Nachman, and these halachas were never said by Rav Nachman, and they weren't befitting someone of the greatness and the caliber of Rav Nachman. So Rava said, your psak halacha is not something that Rav Nachman said. Rather, hachiyam Rav Nachman. I'll tell you what Rav Nachman did say. He says, you want to know, in the event that there's language in the document that says that in the event that the person living in the bias can no longer live there in a regular way, so the halacha is he can force the person, the aliyah, to move out and they can be sasri or bani. What is it in the event that that language was still vague? It's ki dedairi inchi, which still leaves us in a vague place. The kama, what is that? Amar avunu b'reid Rabbi Yeshua, ki heichi de'aili isurisa de'mechuz avahadar. Very interesting shir. If the ceilings are tall enough that you can take an isurisa de mechuza, Rashi says, chavilois konim aruchim. These are bundles of very tall reeds that came from mechuza. The hadar, and machzerat melechol stodim, do not know him with it, so to speak. You can make a hakafa with it inside this apartment. If you can do that, if it's, the ceilings are tall enough for you to do that, you're good. If not, then you're not going to be good. Another story. Who got it? There was a person that had a bunny ashisa. So he was building a wall, and this wall was facing his friend's window. So one person has a house, his house he has a window, and his neighbor starts building a wall, and the wall is blocking the window, so he can no longer see in and out of it. It's also blocking sunlight from coming in. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so the neighbor with the window told the neighbor that was building the house, Kama afle solai, you're making my house tinkle, right? You're making it dark. Amalei, so he told him, I appreciate that, and I'm sensitive to that. So, what I'll do for you is, listen, I need this wall. It's very important. So what I'm willing to do is, I'm willing to close up this window. And I'll build you a new wall. This new wall will be above where my wall is. I'm sorry. This new window will be above where my wall is. And as a result, you'll still be able to get your sunlight. So the wall was blocking the window. He said, no worries. I'll block off that window. and I will build you a new window on top of my wall. Amalesa, he told him, Kamaris Leila Ashisai. If you're going to go now and you're going to start doing construction in a wall and converting part of a wall into a window, you're going to have to start clopping the wall. What's going to happen is the wall is going to get weaker. Again, this is primitive engineering. And as a result, I'm afraid that the wall is going to be so schmach, it's going to end up sinking in. Amalesa, he told him, you know what? I have an idea. So Sarnaloch La Ashisach Aduchta de Kavi. He said, I'm not going to go and build a wall, build a window inside the wall. What I'm going to do is I'm going to chop off the whole top part of the wall. And then I'm going to replace it with a new wall that's going to have the window already inside of it. Meaning, what this person was sensitive to was he doesn't want him doing construction on a wall that's standing. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to chop off the top and I'm going to replace it. And the replacement's going to come already pre-windowed. And as a result, thank you, Yoel, it's going to have the window inside of it. And like this, you're not going to have this problem. Amalei, so he told him, no, that's not going to work. Why? Because Ashisa mitata atika, a wall with the bottom part of the wall is old. Umele'il chadit, and the top part is new. Like Kaima, that's not a good wall. Amalei, so he told him, no problem. So sarnalach adla'ara. I'll knock down the entire wall. Ubalinalach, vavinalach, kavi begavah. Yeah, I'm not just going to take off the top. I'm not going to take your wall and build a window inside of it. I'm also not going to shave off the top of the wall and replace it. I'm going to replace the entire wall. Oh, the entire wall, it's going to be good. I'm Amalei. But this person said, no, it's not going to work either because chada ashisa chadata. One new wall, bekule beis atika, built inside an entire house that's old. Like, kaim is also not good. Right? You can't have three old walls and one new wall. I guess that doesn't work. And he said, that's not something I'm okay with. I'm Amalei. So he said, you know what? I'll tell you what. I understand my wall is blocking your window. This guy's a big shisa. He said, I'll knock down your whole house. He really wanted this wall. I'll take down the whole thing. And he said, I'll rebuild your house. I'm Amalei. Leslie Duchta Lemedava. He says, I hear, but when am I going to live in the interim? I'm Amalei. He told him, you have nothing to worry about. I'm going to rent a house for you. I'm Amalei. I should start renting houses. It's not negay. This is not something I'm okay with. He's a tough customer. Amar Rab Chama. Rab Chama said, but didn't come back. This person has a right to do it. Again, it was brought to the same Rab Chama, the Shiloh, and he said, listen, he has a right. Everything he's saying is within his right. Freit the Gemara, Akasha. He said, isn't this essentially the same sock? Meaning at the end of the day, this person's being an action, but he has a right in his action. So what really is the difference between the two cases? Meaning, if there were two stories that Rab Chama paskened, I understand why they both happened. But why are they both being presented to us in our Gemara, right? Every story that Chazal tell us, every case study is at a premium. It's here to tell us something that we wouldn't have otherwise known. What's the chiddush in the second story over the first story? Bedin kama akiv, even though it doesn't sound like he's maybe being so kind to this other person, but at the end of the day, why do we need the second story? And for the Gemara, hakamashmon. You want to know what the chiddush of the second story was? The afagaftalei b'shtamish elitivnu beitzavi b'alm. He wasn't even living in this house. This whole guy who has his window that's being blocked off, it was a storage house. He had tevin over there, he had straw, he had wood. He didn't even live there. And Afal Pikein, he was being so stubborn in terms of what he was allowing his neighbor to do. I would have thought that maybe in a situation like this, we would force him. And that's the chiddush. That loy mi boy, if the person lives there, bedino kama akiv. But even if he doesn't live there, it's only his tfuah and his wood that lives there. Even then, there's an idea of bedino kama akiv. Another story. Hanu betrei achi. There were two brothers, the palga bahadi adadi. They divided a Yerusha together. So a man died, he left over two sons and an estate. Okay, came time to divide the Yerusha. Chad matya aspalida. One person got an aspalida, the chad matya tarbitza, and the other person got a tarbitza. So what's an aspalida? Rashi says, traklin yofa. He got a very, very nice, big, beautiful mansion. The other person got a tarbitza. What is that? It's a gina. It's a garden. Shebetzad ha-traklin, which was on the side of the traklin. So one person got the house. The other person got the landscaping that was to the side of the house. Doesn't sound like a fair deal. In the course of the next few lines of Gemara, the Gemara is going to say that when they did this yachloiku, there had to be some cash that traded hands, so that the person that got the house had to give some money to the person that got the garden so that the chalukah should be equal. But for now, chad mati aspelida, one person got a traklin yofet, the chad mati tarbitza, the other person got a gin. So the person that got the tarbitza, he went with kabani ashisa pumet aspelida. So listen, I own the landscaping, I own the whole area around the traklin yofet. He goes and he builds a big wall, and he did it apumet aspelida, literally at the entranceway of the Aspelida, so that there was no light that was coming into the Aspelida. So this person had a traklin yofa. You know, this is before Edison invented the light bulb, and as a result, he has no light that's coming in, and he can't get around. Amale. So the brother that got the Aspelida goes to the brother that got the Tarbitza, who just built the wall, and he says, "Come afla solai, you're making my house dark." Amale. He said, "Bididi kabanina." Apologize, but I'm doing what I have the right to do. I'm Rav Chama. Rav Chama said, but didn't come away. He said he has a right to do that. He has a right to say that. I'm only Ravina Ravashi. It's Ravina told Ravashi. Why is this case and this story different than the following price? There were two brothers that divided Yerusha. Echamehem Natal Stekerem. One of the two brothers took a stekerem, he took a vineyard, the Echamehem Natal Stekerem, and the other person took a field that had tfu inside of it. So a man died, and he left over again a Yerusha, and the brothers divided the Yerusha. One of the brothers took a stekerem, he took a vineyard, and the other one took a stekerem, regular wheat was growing. Okay, Yesh Toi Lebala Kerem, says the Brai. So Dalet Amos B'stekerem. The one that takes the kerem has a right to use four Amis of the stay lover. And this is really predicated on the laws of Kalayim, and that is that in order for a person to work a Karim, you had to work four Amis of the surrounding area of the Karim. Again, we're not farmers, but this is the way it is. So the one that gets the Karim is allowed to use the Dalet Amis that he needs to work his Karim and take the Dalet Amis from the person that got the stay loving. It's not his property. Because we assume that when they did the achloiku, they did it at Daita Dahachi. It was probably done under the premise that this is the way it's going to be. Meaning, I can't functionally use my Karim unless I have Dalet Amis of your stay loving. So it's understood without even speaking out. There's an umdur of the muchach that when we divide the Yerusha, this is the way we divide the Yerusha. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What did Ravina tell Rav Ashi? Why is Rav Chama's story any different than this? If there was a division, if there was a yachloiku between an aspelida and a tarbitza, and in order to functionally use an aspelida, you need sunlight, and the sunlight's going to come through the window and through the puma, through the entrance, and if the one that gets the tarbitza is going to build a wall, is going to block it off, I'm not going to be able to use it. So shouldn't we assume that al menaskein, that it was based on that choku that they divided it? So just like the balak kerem gets four amis from the stay lovan, shouldn't the balatraklin get the right for the balagina not to block his area? Amaleis Rav Ashi told Ravina it's different. Hasam the alu lahadati. Over there, when they divided the kerem and the stay lovan, money had to have traded hands. And the reason we assume money traded hands is because a kerem is worth more money than a stay lovan. So the bala kerem obviously gave him money. Being that he gave him money, we assume that when he gave him money, one of the purposes of the money was he's buying the rights to use the Dalet Amis that he needs in order for him to work his kerem. As opposed to over here, who said there was money? So the Gemara says, you're telling me there was no money? Right, we said earlier that there was money, but we were giving away the ending of the story. But in real time now, you tell me what? You mean one brother took a traklin, the other brother took the gina, he said, sounds like a good deal, right? And he went home smiling. Like, is that really what happened? What? The chib shuftini askina? What are we dealing with? Shaitan balas? Can't be. The high shakal aspelida, the high shakal tarbitza, of course there was money that traded hands. So to the extent there was money that traded hands, make the same cheshbon that when the bala traklin gave money to the bala gina, it was done with the understanding that I'm going to maintain the right for there to be sunlight that's going to come in. Amalei, Seravino to Ravashi. No, it's still different because Nei the Olu Lahadadi, the May Livnik Shuri Vahudri. Although it's true money traded hands, but we have to assume that the money that traded hands was for what? It was for the material. It was for the cost of goods. Meaning the traklin is a fancy house that's worth a lot of money. So I'm giving you money now to buy essentially the material that I'm getting that you're not getting because all you're getting is a gina. Right? It could be in terms of square footage, they both got the same amount of square footage. Where's the track one better? He has a house, right? You don't have a house. Okay. So when I give you the money, what I'm buying back, essentially, what I'm making you even for is the fact that I have all this chayra. But as it relates to Dmei Avira, like Adol HaDadim, Hechatesi included in that was the Dmei Avira. Who said that the right for there to be or that's going to come into my house was included in that? It's not Bukhah. But the Gemara says, Valei Malei, why doesn't he come with the following time? He could tell him, Meikara Aspalida Paldasli, Hashtam Mashvasli Adruna. Meaning, at the end of the day, when they sat down and they divided this Yerusha, these are two brothers, by the way. So when these two brothers, that are not getting along, sat down and they divided this Yerusha, what was the understanding? I'll take the Traklin and you're going to take the Gina. It's not fair. I'll take the Traklin, you'll take the Gina, and a suitcase. Okay, that was basically what the arrangement was. But the understanding was that I'm taking a Traklin, right? I'm getting a Traklin. A Traklin means what? It means a house. A house means what? It's functional. It's something that you can use. To the extent that there's no light inside this house, it's not even a Traklin, says the Gemara. You want to know what it is? It's an Idruna. What's an Idruna? An Idruna is a Cheder Ofel, says Rashi. It's a dark house. And everything that I did, the money that I gave you, the whole Yachloiku, was all predicated on what I'm getting in Aspelida, says the Gemara. You want actions, Achayis, and you want to say that even though the division was that I'm going to get the Aspelida, okay. Who said Aspelida has to have light? And even though he gave him money, maybe the money was just to make him whole for all the wood and the beams and all the cost of goods. But at the end of the day, Ikka Chasser, because Aspelida means with light, and if he doesn't have light, it's not an Aspelida, and that's for sure not what he agreed to. So I'm Rav Simi Bar Rashi. So Rav Simi Bar Rashi said it's not a taina. Why? Because Shma Ba'alma Palagle. Because you can say, meaning the other brother could say, yeah, I said I was going to give you the Aspelida. Doesn't have to be what everybody would refer to as an Aspelida. It meant in this Yachloiku, we're calling this asset an Aspelida, this one we're calling a Tarbitza, and that's what I gave you. And just because it's not acting and behaving like an Aspelida, why not? Because there's no light inside of it, and you're timing really, it should be an Adruna, but at the end of the day, Shma Ba'alma Palagla, what does that mean? It's called an Aspelida, and therefore, if I in delivering to you the Aspelida, that in of itself would be enough. It's a little bit of a Dakis de Gataina, but the Gemara supports this Dakis de Gataina with a Braisa that we just learned together very recently. Me like Tanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa? If somebody goes over to this friend and he tells him, I'm going to sell you a base core of Alpha. A base core is a large measurement. And then the person bought the base core, and when he went to this base core, right, the one that he said he was going to sell to him, he measured. And he didn't have a base core. All there was a lesech, which is a lot less. He giyoy, so we say the mechir is chal. It's not considered a mekachtoy. Aye, what do you mean? He told him he's going to sell him a base core, and there was no base core. Shmoy machaloy elishma. Because what we assume is that this person, the moicher, he used to refer to this field as a base core, and that's what he was selling him. Meaning, base core usually means it's going to be this amount of space. No, he and his mind used to refer to this field as a base core, and that's what he sell. Now, it's only true for the mystery base core. You have to be able to independently verify that he used to refer to this field as a base core, and if this is called a base core, then we could assume that's what he sold. Pardis, if somebody tells someone, I'm going to sell you a pardis, so a pardis usually means that they're remaining, they're pomegranates that grow inside of it. So if somebody buys a pardis, you would expect that there should be remaining. Says the price, even if there's no remaining, the mechir is chal, because as long as this field is called a Pardis Balaz, so that in itself would constitute that the Mechir is a good Mechir with the Mischri Pardis. Again, you have to verify that it's really called a Pardis. Kerem Adi Meichel, if somebody sells, I'm going to sell, somebody says I'm going to sell to you a Kerem, I'll be saying, Gefanim, Igiyoy, even though Kerem usually has Gefanim, and there's no Gefanim, it's still a good Mechir, Shleim Machli, El Shmabu, the Mischri Karma, because we could say that he used to refer to this as a Kerem, and as long as it's not referred to as a Kerem, it's going to be a good Mechir. So what do you see from here? If somebody says, I'm going to sell you a Kerem, even if there's no grapes inside of it, if it's called a Kerem, it's a Kerem. So if the deal over here was, I'm going to give you the Traklin, as long as it's called a Traklin Balaz, even though it doesn't have the tchunas hanefesh of a traklin, such as a light bulb, it doesn't matter. Afal pike, it's here to be included. So the Gemara says, you want to know why this could theoretically work, because it's no different than that case. Just like if a person agrees to buy a kerem, it's shayich, but with the miskri kerem, that the mechir won't be a mekach tois, even if there's no gefanim. So it's over here, if a person agrees to take the traklin, it could be, it would be considered, and even if he paid for it, so that there's a mechira element to it, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if it's referred to as a traklin, that is what it's referred to. It's referred to as a traklin. In Lomdis, it's an adruna. It's a bayis offal. It's not a traklin. Abavahud the miskari, right? In Lomdis, a kerem has grapes and wine inside of it. Abavahud the miskari is a new svara. So says the Gemara, based on that, luchura, this can work. But they want to say, me dami? I don't know if it's a tzushta. Hasam over there. In the case where somebody sells a base core, he sells a paradis, he sells a kerem, and then the buyer finds out that it's not what he thought he was buying. The reason it's not a mekach tois is because the moicha could tell the loikeach, I told you I was selling a base core. I didn't lie. Everyone knows I refer to this as a base core. I told you I was selling a paradis and a kerem. I didn't lie. Now, it's not what you thought you were buying. Okay, I'm sorry. You should have done a little bit of a better due diligence. But at the end of the day, I didn't lie to you. Hach over here, the Gemara says, is a little bit of a tiny. I mean, even though technically it's the same thing. Giving you a traklin. This is a traklin, but there's a new koyach hatayna, and that is Matzi Yomalei. He can tell him, Adaita dahachi palgi. When I agreed to the achloiku, I did it. Adaita dahachi that what? The do'ir nobeiki heichi the dori avasan. That I'm going to live here the same way our father lived here. Meaning, this is a chalukah between two brothers in the Yerusha. And there's a new umdana, as we're going to see in a second, that says that when brothers divide a Yerusha, the understanding is that each brother is going to be able to behave in this Yerusha in the same way that the father behaved. And being that the father had rights to have light inside of it, and he didn't have any wall that was blocking, so when the brother says, I'll take the traklin, what's he saying? He's not just saying, this is what I'm going to be koina. He's saying, I'm going to be the karadavua of the traklin. I'll live in the traklin the way the tata used to live, and you'll have the gina. You'll be able to mow the lawn the way the tata used to. This is going to be mine, and this is going to be yours. But over here, you can't get away with the tain of Shema Ba'alma, because there's an umdin of the muchach that I have the rights that the tata had, and being that the way he used it was without something blocking, here it's going to be the same. Either way, so this was this whole back and forth. So again, what was the story? The story was we had these two brothers that divided the Yerusha. One took Taspelida, the other one took the Tarbitza. The one that took the Tarbitza went and he built the wall. The guy that had the Aspelida was very disappointed. Why? Because he doesn't have any light coming inside over here. He told him, "Kama aflas alai." He said, "Bididi kabanina." What did Reb Chama say? Reb Chama said, "Bidin ka'amale." That he has a right to say that. Lamai said there was a whole back and forth between Ravina and Ravashi, whether Rav Chama's halacha has merit or doesn't have merit. Says the Gemara as a postscript. So Mayanuk and Markashish, they were the sons of Rav Chizda, and they told Ravashi that you want to understand where Rav Chama was coming from when he said his psak. Right? Let's recap this one more time. Rav Chama is saying that the brother that built the wall has a right to build a wall. Bedina, kovet. What he's doing, he has the right to do. He's blocking the light. No, so he's blocking the light. What was the last taina that the Gemara had on what he's doing is that the brothers, when they divide, Luchura should be able to have a taina that I'm dividing it on the premise that I'll be able to use it the way the Tata used to use it. And being that the Tata didn't use it without sunlight, I should also have the right to not use it without sunlight. Right? That's really the ha'ar of where we are right now on Rav Chama. So Amrulei Mar Yenuka Umar Keshisha Breid Rav Chizda L'Rav Ashi Nehardoi L'Tamayo. He says, if you want to understand why Rav Chama was not nispal from that last taina, why he held Bedina Ka'avit, and that the brother that got the traklin can't say that, what do you mean? My father didn't use it this way, so why should I have to use it this way? It's because he was from Naharda, and the Dayanim from Naharda L'Tamayo. Rav Chama's from Naharda. Who's the other Dayan from Naharda? It's Shmuel. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Achen Shachalku Ein Lehem. Two brothers that divide Yerusha. They don't have Loy Derech Zalzeh. They can't
force the other one to give the brother a row to go through his rishos. So you have two brothers that divided an estate. Now, it used to belong to one person. It belonged to the father. Now the two sons divided it. It belongs to the two of them. Now, the father used to have a derech to come either from this side or from that side to be able to get into his house, let's say. Now that it was divided, so really, each brother doesn't have a right to use the other brother's rishos, so that he now is going to be somewhat impacted when it comes to him entering his rishos. Or at the very least, he won't be able to go in the way his father used to. Father was able to come from any direction that he wanted. These brothers won't be able to because they only own half. So there would have been a havamina that maybe one brother can force the other brother to allow him to use his derech to be able to get in, because that's what the father used to do. Said Rav Nachman, quoting Shmuel, "Der achen shechalku ein lehem." They do not have loy derech zelze, v'loy chaloynei zelze. The same is true as it relates to chaloynes. What does chaloynes mean? That's our story with Rav Chama. That if one of the brothers has a window and the other brother wants to go now and build a wall to be sois in the window, you could have argued that you can't do it because I have a right to use the window the way the tata used to use the window. No, they don't have chaloynei zelze, v'loy sulamoy zelze. So this is talking about in a bias for aliyah situation. One person gets the bias, the other person gets the aliyah, and he needs a sulam, right? He needs a stairway to be able to get to the top. The person on the bottom does not have a chiv to give him the sulam. And the same is true if there's water that goes through one rishos to the other rishos. Lav dafka, the brother has a right to go use the other brother's rishos. The bottom line is that what did Shmuel say? That when it comes to Achen Shecholku, they don't have all these rights. Why would you have thought they have these rights? Because that's what the father did. Shmuel, who was from Narda, held not that way. Says the Gemara, Mar Yenuka, Mar Kishish, Rebbe Rav Chizda, they both told Rav Ashi that Nahardoi alitamayu, Nahardoi alashito sayu, that they hold that this is not a svara. That's why Rav Chama said that this is not a svara. By the way, as it relates to this halacha, v'hizaru bahen shahalacha is kfu is saying, they continued and they said that these halachas are halachas you have to be careful, even though they're a little bit mechudash, of the shahalacha is kfu is saying this is the way they are. Rava, my Rava said yesh lahen, as a postscript to this Rava, and the Bach Skir says, Rav said that no, it's not true. As it relates to what we just said, Achen Shacholku, Ein Lehem Loi Derech Zalze, Veloi Chaloyne Zalze, etc., etc. It's really not the case. It's really Yesh Lehem, but either way, this was Rav Chama's third halacha. So really three halachas that we just had, three Maise Shahoyas, Kachoyas, all related to Rav Chama. Right. The first case was we had one person living in a bias and another person living in an aliyah, and the bias started sinking in and he's begging the person in the aliyah to please move out so he can rebuild the house. And Rav Chama said it's not something that he necessarily has to do. The other case was where you have these two people that live side by side. One person, we saw in the end, just has like some commercial space where he has a warehouse of schayra and there's a window, and a person's building a wall next to him and he's blocking his window, and this person's willing to rebuild his entire warehouse, and it's not something he's happy about. And Rav Chama said Bedina Kavod. And the third story was we had these two brothers that divided the Yerusha. One got the Aspalida, the other one got the Tarbitza, right? One got the house, the other one got the garden that was to the side of the house, and he started building a wall. And here Rav Chama said a very big Chiddush, and he said that if he wants to build a wall, he can build a wall. Why was this one a very big Chiddush? Because the father had some light, so you could have thought that when he agreed to the Yachloiku, he did it Adai to the Hachi Kamash Malanat. Either way, we're not finished with Rav Chama. Ahuch Tara de Yasni. The Nafik Alei Tavra. There was a shtar that Yisoimim had, the Nafik Alei Tavra, that had a corresponding receipt. So these Yisoimim had Yashin the shtar chay from their father. Meaning, the father had loaned somebody money, and the father died, and now the Yisoimim, they Yashin, they inherited this note. They have this outstanding loan to someone that owes them money. So the Yisoimim go to the person that owes the money per the shtar to the loiva, and he pulls out a receipt. He says, look, I already paid you. Amar Rav Chama. So Rav Chama said like this. He said, Agbuye loy magvinonle. He said that the Yisoimim can't collect this loan. Umikro loy karinonle. But at the same time, we're not going to tear up the shtar chayv. Why? Agbuye loy magvinonle. That's easy. They can't collect Why the nafak tavra oleh? Because there's a receipt. So if there's a receipt, there's a shiver. So obviously you're not going to be able to collect mikra le karina le. But at the same time, we're not going to tear up the shtar either. The chigad li yasmi. Because these Yisraelim were kids, and we're concerned that maybe when they get older, they're going to come up with a way to circumvent and to somehow disprove this shofar. And therefore, being that they're ketanim right now, so they're somewhat limited in terms of their capacity to argue on their behalf in court, so we're not going to tear up the shtar. You can't collect. This is a shofar that says that the levy already paid it. But at the same time, we're going to wait until they get a little bit older. We'll revisit this. Maybe they could come up with a good taina, and then we're going to figure out what the bottom line is. So Rav Acha Beid Rav told Ravina Hilchas Amai, what's the halacha? Meaning, we just mentioned four halachas from Rav Chama, right? We recapped the other three. This is already the fourth. Amalei, he told him, Bekulu Hilchas Rav Chama. We pass like Rav Chama by all these halachas, Labar Mitavra, with the exception of the last one. Why? It's so easy. He said, because you have a shaver, there's Adam signed on the shaver, why would you assume that this is a fraudulent document? What's going to happen when the Yisraelim get older? They're going to claim that the shtar is mezuyef, right? What else are they going to claim? So what? Why would you assume that's the case? So over here already, Rav Chama is pushing the envelope a little too far. This we don't agree with. Says the Gemara, Marzutra Breid Rav Mariam Abba Hanami Hochs like Rav Chama. Even here we pass like Rav Chama. Why? Chayra. Why would you assume that the Eda might be liars? Tell you why, says the Gemara. Im Isa the Tavra Ma'alyu. Because if this was a good shaver, Iboyele Lafuke Bechaye Yavuyan. This loiva should have pulled out this shaver while the father was alive. Umid the loy afke. And being that he didn't do that, Shmami knows the Yufe Zayfe. In other words, the Gemara didn't tell us the rest of the story. The rest of the story was where their father, the Malva, was trying to collect money from this loiva, and the loiva was avoiding him. He wasn't returning his phone calls. And there were Edim that were saying that that was the case. Father dies, and plitzling, this person pulls out a shaver. This is already fishy, right? Something seems a little bit off. It's over here that we say, listen, at the end of the day, he has a shaver, so we can't let you collect, but at the same time, give the assignment an opportunity to get older and wiser and maybe try to figure out a situation where maybe they're going to be able to prove that something was a little bit off. Meaning, enochinami, in the event that there was no edim that can tell you that this loiva was denying the loan or avoiding the malva without pulling out his shoiver, you would never assume that maybe the shtar is not a good shtar. But if you know the rest of the story, it was based on that Rav Chama issued his psach. Zok the Mishnah Vayta Koyfe Noisoi. We force him livnois base shar videles lachatzah. So the theme of the beginning of Perek Ashutfin is Ashutfin Sherotzu Lasois Mechitza Bechatzu Boinenes Hakoyzel Vemtzer. Begina Avu Bebika. What if the wall was there already and it fell down? Right. We're learning the sugyas of Hezekiah. So says the Mishnah that as it relates to Hezekiah, we force people that live inside a chatzer to build a beishar and a deles for the chatzer. So first the definitions. What's a beis shar? So a beis shar was a little hut, a bayis, literally, a little house that was at the shar, it was at the gate, at the entranceway of the chatzer, where the shomer hachatzer would stay. So there was a shomer hachatzer. His job was security, to make sure everyone's protected. This is a gated community. And he would sit in a little booth, in a little hut. That's what the beis shar is. The delis is the door. Come move in, right? Pretty straightforward. So if a person lives in a chatzer, and they now need the anchei hachatzer to raise money to build the beis shar, or to build the delis, kaifenoisod, you can't say that I don't want to partake in this. We can force you to partake in it. Shimon Gamliel said, "Loi kol hachatzeros ruis lebeishar." Not all chatzeros require a beishar. Which do and which do not? The Gemara is going to explain. Koyfenois livnois leir chayma udlasayin ubriach. Additionally, if somebody lives in a city, so the person can be forced to partake in the building of a wall to surround and protect the city, glosayim adors, ubriach is a lie. So, city needs protection. If you live in a city, you could be taxed forcefully to have to be mishdater. Just like not all chatzeres require a beishar, so too not all cities require a chatzer. How long does a person have to be living in a city in order to be considered a member of the city, in order for him to be forced to partake in this tax? Yud beis chodesh, 12 months. Kana ba beis dira.
And this is all true if he's renting, if he's visiting. If, however, he acquires a beis dira, harei kanshei ha'ir miyad. The minute you close on your property, you're ready kanshei ha'ir, and you are going to be taxed. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was koifin oisai, livnois beis shar. It says the Gemara. One takeaway for sure is lemeim the beis shar mal yisoy. Right, it's certainly good to have a beis shar. We force the anshei achatzah to build a beis shar. I mean, it's a good thing to have a beis shar. Okay, why would you think it's not a good thing? We'll see. It says the Gemara, kasva hu chasido. It was a chasid. Davi rogel eliyot davi mishdoi badet. That this person used to merit on a regular basis visits from Eliyahu Hanavi avad beis shar. This person once built a beis shar at the entranceway to his chatzar, v'sula yishtoi badei, and Eliyahu Navi from that point forward stopped coming to him. So this person used to be zoicha to Gili Eliyahu. But as soon as he built the beis shar, Eliyahu Navi stopped coming. What do you see from here? A beis shar is a bad thing. So the Mishnah says, koif anois livnei beis shar. We know from that maestroya kachaya that a beis shar is actually not a good thing. It's a bad thing. Now, what would possibly be bad about a beis shar? So if you look at the first Rashi in the Gemara, levisha mafsik ba'aniyim atsoyakin ve'enkoy lamishma. It's because what it does is it creates a buffer between the chatzar and what's outside the chatzar. Come move in, right? That's the whole idea. And it doesn't allow the aniyim in. So the aniyim, Rashi says it, yelling, and you can't hear them because ain't koilam nishma. So it's a bad thing. So Eliyahu Navi said that you live in a chata, you built a beis shar, something that would somehow block out the cries of the Armalite. I'm not coming to a person like you. But the bottom line is, how could the Mishnah say koif anois live nice beis shar? If you see from the story with the Eliyahu Navi, it's really a bad thing. So the Gemara says a whole bunch of terutzim. Like kasha, all technical. Hami gavoi, hami baroi. Where was the beis shar? Was the beis shar on the inside of the chatzar? Or was it in the outside of the chatzar? If it's on the inside of the chatzar, it's going to be a problem. If it's on the outside of the chatzar, it's not a problem. The reason it's not a problem is because this Arman is able to open up the door of the beis shar, go to the other side of it, and yell over there, and like this, there won't be a hefsek. So if the beis shar is in the inside of the chatzar, so you can't get into the chatzar. Okay, but you're going to yell. The problem is they're not going to hear you, because there's a beis shar that's separating them from you. If, however, the beis shar is outside of the chatzar, you can enter the beis shar. That's the whole point. And being that you can enter the beis shar, so you now are going to be in the same place you would have been had it not been a beis shar. I mean, there's going to be a wall that's separating you, right? So if you can walk through the beis shar, now you have the same wall, so it's not going to be a problem. Vibay same with the Gemara says, Hava, me bad, right? Could be they were both outside. Meaning, the Ma'is with the Yoh and Navi is where it was outside. The Mishnah is talking about where it was outside. Like Kasha, Hada Islay Dallas. One is talking about where there's a door, and the other is talking about where there's no door. If there's no door, it's okay, because then you can walk through it. If there's a door, even though it's outside, but because there's a door, it's going to be a problem. It says the Gemara, Ibai same, or you could say, Hava Hada Islay Dallas. Could be both are talking about where there's a dallas. For like Kasha Hada Islay Poisachas, Hada Islay Poisachas. One is talking about where there's a lock on the door, the other is talking about where there's no lock on the door. Meaning, just because there's a door, open the door, right? Pull, push, whichever one you can get through the door. It's not the end of the world. So one's talking about he was able to get in, while others talking about he wasn't able to get in. Or you could say, Hava had the Islay Paisachas. Could be they're both talking about whether it was a lock on the door, but like Kasha had the Paisachas, it didn't have the Paisachas, it didn't have. But this lock, was it on the inside or was it on the outside? Meaning, if the lock is on the outside, even though there's a lock, I'm not sure why you would have a lock on the outside, but even though there's a lock on the outside, you could always open the lock, walk in, and yell, and they're going to hear you if it's on the inside. So again, if it's then already, even if the beis shar was to the outside, it would still pose a problem. The bottom line is this. The bottom line is, just because there's a beis shar doesn't in and of itself mean it's an issue. The issue with the beis shar is that it's going to create a buffer between the aniyim that are tzayakim and the people that are living inside the chatzar. If, however, you have a beis shar and you construct it in a way, metzias-wise, that it's not going to create a problem. Why? Because the beis shar is on the outside, and there's a door, and the door is not locked, or if it's locked, it's locked from the outside. Okay, so then the person can walk into the beis shar, and he could be tzayik, and like this, it's not going to be an issue. Koyfe nois, liv nois, beis shar, videles l'chatzah.
Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah, "Loi kol chatzeros ruyos abeishar." Not all chatzeros are roy for abeishar. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, "Loi kol chatzeros ruyos abeishar." Okay, which chatzer? Yeah, which chatzer? Not a chatzer smuch l'rishus harabim. A chatzer that's close to the rishus harabim ruyos abeishar. That requires a beishar. V'she'in a smuch l'rishus harabim. If it's not close to the rishus harabim, ain't a ruyos abeishar. That does not require a beishar. So the visual for this is really Mesachtes Erevin. So we know from learning Mesachtes Erevin that once upon a time people lived in houses, okay, that opened up into a common chatzah. So you have a bunch of houses that would open up into a chatzah. All those chatzeres would then open up into a common mavui, and that mavui would walk itself out into the Rishus HaRabim. So what we're saying is loy kol chatzeres shavois, the chatzeres that are samuch to the entranceway of the mavui, to the point where the mavui meets the Rishus HaRabim, those chatzeres require the Beis Shah. But if I'm in a chotzer that's far removed from the Rishus HaRabim, I'm like on the other side of the cul-de-sac, so in that case, I'm not near where the Rabim is, I don't need the protection, there's no Hezekriya Cheshman over there, right? I'm not worried, and as a result, I don't have to be Mishtatev. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, not everybody has to be Mishtatev. It's only the people that live close to the entranceway of the Mavi, close to where the Mavi meets the Rishus HaRabim, says the Mavi Rabban. Rabban and hold, everybody needs it, right? Koifin, Oysa, live in this Beis Shah means all people that live in these chatzeres had to be Mishtatev. So why do those guys have to be Mishtatev? So the Gemara says, Zimnin the Dachit, Nei Rishus HaRabim, Va'ayu Va'asu. Because sometimes people from the Rishus HaRabim can go into the Mavoi, and it gets a little stuffy, and before you know it, they're already close to the entranceway of the people that live in the chatzer that are far removed from the entranceway to the Mavoi. So sometimes, because of the congestion, you can end up needing it, and that's why the Chachamim were chayav. So the Mishnah said that just like before, forced the people living in the chatzah to build a Beis Shaar and a Dalas L'chatzah, so too we forced the people living in the city to build a Choyma, a Dlosayin, and a Bariach. Shimon Gamliel made the same comment. He said, Loi kolo ayores ru'uyos l'chayma. Says the Gemara, Shimon Gamliel, Oymer, Loi kolo ayores ru'uyos l'chayma. El ira smucha l'safar. Okay, so point Shimon Gamliel, some cities need the Choyma, some don't. Which, yeah, which not. So a city that's close to a Safar, so Safar is the border, right? Where you're close to where the other next country is, ru'uyos l'chayma requires a Choyma. You need a wall, why? To protect you against an attack. But if you're not near a safer, you do not need a chayma. So just because you live far from the border doesn't mean anything. Once that wall is breached, everybody's in danger. And as a result, all cities, even if you're not next to the safer, or even if you live far away from the safer, still you would need to partake because you're considered to be in some sort of danger. Rabbalaz asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Kishen goyven, when they collect money for the wall, lefina fashis goyven, oy dilim b'lefi shvach mamon goyven." How do you make the cheshbon when you're collecting money? You make the cheshbon based on how many humans you are, or do you make the cheshbon based on how much money you have? The crux of the shaila is when these chevra are coming in and they're looting, what are they out for? They're out for blood or they're out for money? If they're out for blood, so that means you're protecting the nefashis. If you're protecting the nefashis, so then the computation should be based on how many nefashis. So if you live in a house where there are five people and you live in a house where there's three people, pro rata, that's how you should make the cheshbon. If they're out for money, then it should be disproportionate based on the amount of money you have. So if someone's a great sekvir, they're coming more for him than they're coming for the other guy. And as a result, he should have to give more. So this was the question Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yochanan. Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan told him, lefi mamon goyven. He said, it's based on mamon, and then he told Rabbi Elazar, ve'elazar b'ni kvaba mismaris. Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, I want you to make sure, etch this halach in stone, this put nails in it, right? This is the way it is. Ikadami, some say, but I mean, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, a different question. K'shen goyven, l'kirav batim en goyven, oidilmo, lefi mamon goyven. When you collect, do you collect more from the people that live closer to the wall of the city or not? Meaning, if you live closer to the wall, you're at greater risk. Or no, it's lefi mamon goyven, has nothing to do with that. Amalezi told him, lefi kiruv batim hen goyven. Yeah, the closer you are, so the more you have to give. Allah zabini kfaba mesmaris, and Allah zabini, make sure you don't forget this halacha, because this is the way it is. Exhale. So, as promised yesterday, one ha'ara related to yesterday's sugya, which really started the day before,
started on Daf Hei Amir Aleph, and it went all the way to Daf Vav Amir Aleph, and that is the sugya of Chazaka Ein Adam Pereya Choyvoy Toich Zman. So the sugya began with a machloikis between Reish Lakish and Abaye Verava. Reish Lakish said, if somebody lends money to his friend, and they agree upon a date when this loan is going to be due, and the malva goes over to the loiva on the due date, and he says, "Manali biyotcha." The amaloi, the loiva told the malva, "Piraticha, I paid you. Bitoichsmani, I paid you a month ago." Meaning, the loan wasn't due until that day, but he said, "I already paid you previously." Enoi nema, Reish Lakish said he's not believed. Ulevai sheyifra bezmani. In fact, halavai, this person should pay when he has to pay, but he's certainly not believed to say that he paid toichsmani. Abaye v'rava, Tami Travai, Abaye v'rava both said no. Ovid inish the part of a goizimne. Sometimes people pay down loans even before it's due. Why? Zimnin de Mesramalesus. It could be this loiva fell into money. Omar, and he made a cheshbin, and he said, Ezel ifre keicha de loiva tardan. He knows that at some point the money is going to be due. Eved loiva lishmalvi. He doesn't know if he's going to have the money. No, so I might as well start paying down my loans like this when the loan comes due. I'm not going to be hit with this huge balloon payment that I won't be able to make. Says the Gemara. Reish Lakish held that a person doesn't usually pay down his loans early. Abaye v'Rava held that a person does. What's the halacha? Rapapa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, Ovid, Abaye v'Rava. Rapapa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, they held like Abaye v'Rava. Marba, Rav Ashi, Ovid, Kereish Lakish, he held like Reish Lakish. V'Hilchasa, Kereish Lakish, that what? That a person does not pay down his loans early. And the Gemara said, how far does this Hilchasa, Kereish Lakish go? It's Va'afilu Miyasmi. It's true, even if this person, the mouth is trying to take money from the Yisoyim. Even though we know the rule, still, in the event that it's toich zmani, or you're coming to collect the day the loan was due, so that the only way the Yisraelim's father would have paid down the loan would have been if it happened toich zmani, we say, and therefore the halach is, over here, even though you're bali par menechsi Yisraelim, you would not need a shvuah. The Gemara then continued, and the Gemara said, Ibai alone. What would be if the Malva went over to the loiva not the day the loan was due, but let's say a month after the loan was due, and he said, "Where's my money?" And he told him back, "I paid it, but I paid it toich zmani." What's the halacha? Would he be believed or would he not be believed? Meaning, according to Reish Lakish, who holds that einoi neman to say that I paid toich zmani ulevai sheyifra bezmani. According to Reish Lakish that said, Chazok lo yavid inish tapara b'goy zimne. What would be if the person said, I paid toich zimne, but he said it la'achazman, sometime after the loan was already done? Would he then be believed to say that he paid toich zman or not? What's the difference? Now, says the Gemara, it's different because now he has a migo. Maloy l'shaka. This person could have easily said that I paid bizmane. In Reish Lakish's case, he couldn't say he paid bizmane. Why not? Because Bizmani is when he's being Taveya the law. But over here, where he's being Taveya it sometime later, so he could have said that I paid Bizmani. Instead, he chose to say, I paid Toichsmani. Now, if he was lying when he said, I paid Toichsmani, he should have said a much better lie, a much more believable lie, which is not violated by the Chazaka Reish Lakish. He should have said, I paid Lachesmani. Being that he could have said, I paid lachas mani, and he said toichs mani, he has what we know as a migu, maloi l'shaker, and if that's the case, maybe he should be believed, or maybe not. And what's at the crux of the shayla? Do we say maloi l'shaker b'makom chazaka, or do we not say maloi l'shaker b'makom chazaka? He clearly has a migu, but the migu, the taina that he's saying, is contradicted by a chazaka. Migu b'makom chazaka amrinon, or migu b'makom chazaka loy amrinon, this was the ibayluhu, this was the shayla that the Bnei Yeshiva asked. Tosfos, on the bottom Tosfos, on Daf Hayom Beis, he asks a kasha from a Gemara in Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. Now the truth is, this Gemara here in Masechtes Kedushin is a hard Gemara, and we're not going to go through the whole Gemara, but there's one nekuda that we need, and that is, the Gemara was discussing, a man was lying on his deathbed, and he turns to his wife, and he tells his wife that, I want you to know that you're going to fall evil. I know that you want to wear this, but you're going to fall evil. I have a brother. I have no children. And as a result, you are now going to be a Yevamah L'shuk. You are going to fall evil. And the question is, do you believe there is an apple? That's a machlekes, Rav Nosson, the Chachamim, Agantza Meisna. part of that maisa is trying to figure out what exactly was the case. And there's a whole shakta v'tayin in the Gemara. And the Gemara says as follows. The case was that when this man got married to his wife, there was some chazaka. Meaning, if you would have asked the people in the street, they would have said that, yeah, this man has a brother. We remember him having a brother. And as far as we know, there were no children. It was muchsaklam ba'achi. It was loy muchsaklam ba'bnei. Meaning, it was becheskas that this woman was going to follow him. What happened was, when he got married to this woman, when he proposed to her, he said, I want you to know that you have nothing to worry about. You're not going to have to follow him. Now, this is something that is very hard for us to come to terms with, right? It's not one of the boxes you check off when you're looking into shidduch information, right? Is there potential for a Yibum situation? But once upon a time, Rachmana Litzlan, there was. In fact, as recently as, you know, before the war, this was a very, very big deal. And there were a lot of women that would not get married to men in the event that they thought they may end up in a situation where they're going to be a Yavama. You know, people didn't live as long as people live today. A person could have had a brother that was living in America, right? This is going on in Galicia somewhere, who's a mummer. A mummer, it's a whole shayla, falls liyibim, doesn't fall liyibim. Very often, they're not going to... Remember the chalitza al yedei shliach, right? This person was in Portland, Maine. But the point is that these were very, very prevalent situations. And yibim considerations played a big role, right? What if someone has a sibling that's a katan? So a katan, there's no yibim, there's no chalitza. It played a very, very big role in marriage. So at the time that they got married, he said, listen, I know it's and based on the rumors you're hearing, if something ever happens, you're going to follow Yibum. You have nothing to worry about. I'm telling you right now, I have a child, whatever, I'm no brother, everything is good. Then on his deathbed, he made a confession and he said, I lied. And it's a machlokes from Nosin the Chub, whether he's believed or is not believed. Okay, that's what we need for the story. Now, when the Gemara dissects the two shittas and the two opinions, we're learning a Tosfos now. When the Gemara dissects the two opinions, so the Gemara says like this, that's poshut. That when at the time of the Kedushin, the man said, by the way, I'm letting you know, even though it's muchsaklam ba'achiv, like muchsaklam b'bni, but the emes is, you're not going to fall liyibim, he was believed. And the reason he's believed is the amrinan mali l'shaker. Why should he lie? My kamar lemiftira miyavam. Why, you think he's lying because he wants to convince her to be agreeable to get married to Pater from Yibum? Matzi yama. He doesn't have to lie if he wants to circumvent Yibum. What could he do? Throughout Shas, patan aluch pegita. You can always write a get, ala tanai, etc., etc. There's another way to do it. So being that he has a migu, so it's for that reason he's believed. So although lechatchila was muchsaklam ba'achiv lemuchsaklam b'bni, and when he said at the time of his kedushin that I'm letting you know that you're never going to follow Yibum, he was believed. You know why? Because mali l'shaker, he has a migu, matzi yama patan aluch pegita, and the migu knocks out the chazok. Freit toyches akasha. How does that give in our Gemara, it's a holy bayaluhu. Whether we say migu b'makim chazaka, we don't say migu b'makim chazaka. What were the words of the Gemara? Aminan mali l'shaker b'makim chazaka. Why aminan mali l'shaker b'makim chazaka? It's in the Furash of Gemara, in Kedushin Samachtal on the base, where the Gemara said it was muchsaklam ba'achi v'loy muchsaklam b'bni, and he was believed b'shas Kedushin to say that really she wouldn't follow Yibum because mali l'shaker matzi omar patan aloch begita. Because you say migu b'makim chazok, and by the way, this has nothing to do with the machloikis of Rav Nosson and the Chachamim and that sugi over there. That machloikis is a different machloikis. But this part everybody agreed with. So you see clearly that you say migu even b'makim chazok. Says Tosfos that even though at first glance this sounds like a very, very stark akasha, Tosfos says it's not shver. In fact, lo idomi klal lahachtahach. No shak. It's mamash no shaykhas. Sounds like a good kasha. Loidami klal lahachta hocha. Ad kidei kach, Tosfos doesn't even feel it necessary to explain why it's loidami klal lahachta hocha. Now, Tosfos felt necessary to speak it out, right? Wasn't that pshita? If it was so pasha, Tosfos wouldn't have even said it. Tosfos said it. He said, in case it's bothering you, I want you to know. No, there's two sugis in Shas that talk about migu b'makom chazaka minon or migu b'makom chazaka lo yaminon, and the sugis are not talking to each other. In Kiddushin, Dav Samech Talam, it's pasha, migu b'makom chazaka minon. And above a basa, Dav Hei and Dav Vav, it's an ibay in the Gemara, whether migu b'makom chazaka minon lo yaminon. So it says Tosfos that in the event, you're going to think, lo haitzi mi libo, it says Tosfos, lo idami klal lahachtach.
no shaykhis. The two sugis of migum makam chazaka, minan aloya minan, are not the same sugi. And the question is for us mortals, we need to explain, why is it not one and the same? So the Chasam Sofer, right here, in Bava Basra, Daf Hei Amud Beis, he says Pshat and Tosfos, but I just want to be mocked before the Chasam Sofer, and that is that the word chazaka is something that's thrown around a lot in the vernacular. And the truth is that in different sugyas, the word chazaka means different things. Meaning not all chazakas were created equally. That one term chazaka can mean very, very different things. So for example, you have your classic chazaka where you have a suffix and you have no idea how to reconcile the suffix. So what do you say? You say, let's just leave it based on the status quo. If this is the way it was yesterday, today, chabsha na suffix. So, no, if the mikvah was kosher yesterday, we'll assume it was kosher today as well. If the woman was a nida yesterday, we'll assume she's a nida today, etc., etc. That's your classic chazaka where you just leave something based on the status quo. We have what's known as a cheskas umdana, where there's a chazaka, there's an assumption that people usually behave or don't behave in a certain way. And based on that, I'm going to assume this is the way people usually behave. This is probably the way it played itself out over here as well. There's a concept of a chazaka where if something happens a few times, we assume that it's going to repeat itself. So for example, a shor amuid is a shor that's becheskas nakhen. Or you have a woman that's a katlonis. So she's becheskas or katlonis. There's such a concept. That also works with the idea of chazaka. Something called a cheskas kinyan, right? The chosin sheyesh ben machrayas on nickname bekesef shtar v'chazaka. Somebody wants to acquire karka v'chazaka, what do? You null, you gada, baratz, he's above a basu, so he's coming up. That's referred to in the vernacular as a chazaka. Cheskas habatin is also a chazaka. If somebody's living somewhere, he's squatting in a property for 3 years, nobody was moicha, you have what's called a cheskas raya. So there's a whole bunch of different inyanim as it relates to chazaka. So not all chazakas were created equally. But Ashenegele in Yonenu says the Chasam Sofer that if you want to understand Tosfos, why Tosfos said loydomi klal ahachta acha, and the b'migu b'makom chazaka in Kedushin Samech Dalet and the migu b'makom chazaka in Bava Basra Daf Hei are not the same migu b'makom chazaka, it's because the chazakas are different chazakas. In Kedushin Daf Samech Dalet, what we're handling is a chazaka of oiki milsa achazake, and over here in Bava Basra Daf Hei Mebeis we're handling a chazaka of cheskas umdana. What's the chazaka in Kedushin Daf Samech Dalet? The chazaka in Kedushin Daf Samech Dalet is, as far as we know, the understanding, the status quo is that this man, in the event that he was going to die, his wife was going to follow him. Why? Because as far as we know, he had a brother. You remember him from yeshiva? He had a brother. Okay. And as far as we know, he had no children. I know for years, I never heard him say a word about a child. This guy didn't have any children. Which meant the chazaka, based on the status quo, was that if he was going to die, leave over a wife, no children, you walk right into your vomit's death base. Right? That's what was going to happen. It's a chazaka that's based on oiki milsa a chazaka. In our sugi, what's the chazaka? The chazaka is a cheskas undana. It's a cheskas minaga oilon. What the Chasam Sofer refers to it as. It's a chazaka that people don't usually pay down loans, toich zmane. They're both chazaka, but they're not the same type of chazaka. And that's why the two sugyas are different sugyas. Because chazaka, yeah, but at the end of the day, they're different types of chazakas, and that's why it's different. Just to explain this a little bit different, a little bit deeper. The Chasam Sofer says, what's the makar to oiki milsa chazaka? Your classic chazaka. The most basic vanilla chazaka 101. What is the source of that chazaka? That if I have a suffix right now, I don't know about a situation. Oiki milsa chazaka. It's a gemara. It's a very important gemara. It's a gemara mesechtos chulin daf yud amid. We talk so much about chazaka, we forget to ask this question. It says the gemara, minohan milsa dam rabbanon oiki milsa chazaka. What's the makar to the idea of oiki milsa chazaka? Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rabbi Yoinus and Amakra. It's learned out from a pasuk. It says v'yotza akoy min abayis el pesach ha. Boyus, the hiskeres ha bias, right? For all the balkaires, shivas yom. So the kain is going to leave the bias into the pesach ha bias, and he's going to lock up the bias for 7 days. Right? What happened? We're dealing with the sugi of nigei batim. There was a house that had a nega. We're trying to figure out it is a nega. It's not a nega. So who's the one that decides? You don't call the doctor. You don't call the engineer. You call the kain. The kain comes and he looks at the bias and he decides whether it's okay or not. So The Torah says that when the Kohen Paskin, that this bias had a nega, that it was a mitzvah, he had to do it outside the house. V'yotza HaKohen min HaBayis, he went to the Pesach of the bias, and that's where he was hisker as HaBayis Shivas Yom. He couldn't do it in the house, he had to do it outside the house. Says the Gemara, I understand. This whole patent should be then on arrival. Why? Because Dilma adenofik va'asa basal eshiyure. Maybe by the time the Kohen went outside the house and he got ready to make this declaration, maybe the shear of the nega shrunk a little bit, and as a result, it's no longer a neg. Elalat mishum derminin. Okay, chazake. A must be. Oikim milsa. This is the makar to chazake. This is what's learned out from. It's learned out from this inyan. This idea of oikim milsa chazake, how do I know it? I know it from nigei batim. Because really, the kohen has to determine that there's a nega. So Lechuri should have to say it the second he sees the nega. But he can't say it the second he sees the nega. Why? He can't be steering the nega in the eye when he says it. Why not? Because he has to leave the house. El Pesach HaBayis. By the time he gets to the Pesach HaBayis, maybe it diminished a little bit, maybe it shrunk. Oh, must be. We don't assume that. So this is the makar to the Indian of Oikin Achazaki. What's the makar to Cheskas Umdana? What's the makar to the idea that we can assume that people go based on the way people usually behave? So the truth is, it's a Rambam. It's a Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Biya. It's Perek Aleph. Halacha Chav. It's a very interesting Rambam. It's good to read the Lashon Rambam inside. These are Mamish Yisoidis. This is what we call a foundational raid bite. This is not raid. This is Mamish Yisoidis. Listen to this Rambam. Misha Huchzik Besher Basar. If we have a chazaka about two people that they're related, we didn't see birth certificates, we don't have yichas briefs, we know that these two people are related. Based on what? I don't know, they go to each other's Hanukkah parties. They go to each other's simchas, right? This is just the way it is. Donin boy. Al pi chazaka, we paskin now based on the chazaka. Alpha picha incham raya brush as I call it. Says the Rambam, we can paskin based on chazakas even though there's no raya brew. Umalkin, we can give malkas. Visorfin, Mr. Srefa. Visorklin and skila. Vichonkin and chenik al chazakas. Okay, it's what's a moshal? Harish, hochsek, shazu, achoisoi, oi bita, oi imoi. If we had a chazaka that this is Pliny's sister or daughter or mother, uba leo be'edim. And then this person was ba and this woman be'edim. Hareze, loike, oi nistraf, oi niska. Va'afa pisha, incham raya brush, zi achoisoi, imoi, oi bita. Eleba chazaka bovat. Meaning, if someone's born achoisa, he's going to get Mrs. Bezdin. If somebody's born imoy bita, he's going to get Mrs. Bezdin. He's going to get Mrs. Bezdin for being born. How do you know for sure it's... You don't need a raya brewer. If there's a chazaka, no, everyone knows. This is... What do you mean everybody knows? Prove it to me. You're going to give someone Mrs. Bezdin, that's a schiddish. That malkin, v'sorfin, v'soiklin, v'schoikin... Al Chazakusu says the Rambam. Umaisa, there was a story. Beisha Achas Shabbos to Yerushalayim. A woman came to Yerushalayim. Betinik Murkav Laal Kseifa, and she was carrying a child on her shoulders. Vigdi Losai, and she raised this child Becheskas Shubana, based on the Chazaka that this child was her son. No one really knew whether this child was her son, but at the same time, she raised him as if he was. Uba Aleh, and then when this child got older, the child was born his mother. And they brought the child to Bezdin, and they gave the child skill. No one knew for sure that this person was Baal Imoy. The Teretz says it was Becheskas, that he was Baal Imoy. And because it was Becheskas, therefore, you give Misna even based on a Chazak. Says the Rambam, here's the punchline. Raya l'din zeh. You know what the Raya to this is? Mashadon ha-Torah b'mekal oviv, umake oviv sheyumas. If someone's mak of imay, or if someone's makal of imay, gets misa. How do you know for sure that this is really his father? Elo bechazaka. Oh, must be it's chazaka. Kach shar kreven bechazaka. Snow too. This is the way it works with all kreven. So says the Rambam. How do I know you can give misas bezin, malkus, etc. based on a chazaka? I know it from mak of imay. I know it from makal of imay. The makar, this ray ladover that the Rambam says not his own ray. It's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, how do you know that you can give Mises Bezdin based on a chazaka? I know from Maka Avavi Imoy, Mekalu Avavi Imoy. Now, everyone knows, literally, Kol Bar Bei Rav knows, that Maka Avavi Imoy, Mekalu Avavi Imoy is the Makar to what? It's the Makar to Roif. That's in Gemara, Chul, and Daf Yud Aleph, Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, how do you know Roif? Now, to be clear, how do you know Roif? It says in the Torah, Achrei Rav and Lahatis. But the Gemara says, that's only a Ruba, the Isa Kamon, where the Roif is in front of me. Ruba, the Lesser Kamon Minayin. How do you know Roif?
Meaning, how do you know you go bust the statistics, right? How do you know that you can rely on a Ruba de Lesa Kamon? And the Gemara brings as the primary source, it's learned out from Makka Ava Ve'imoy. What do you see in Makka Ava Ve'imoy? Makka Ava Ve'imoy teaches me Roiv Bilo Yisachar Abal, and because Roiv Bilo Yisachar Abal, so you see from there, you can go bust a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Makka Ava Ve'imoy, Mekal Ava Ve'imoy is the Makar to Roiv. The Rambam says it's the Makar to Chazok. It's based on a Yerushalmi. So is it the Makar to Roiv or is it the Makar to Chazaka? Right, what's going on over here? Right, which one is it? So there's a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's in Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph. It's Simen Ayin Vav. The Chassam Sofer says the Pshat is Pashat. He said the Pshat is Pashat. What's the Pshat? It's Pashat. It's Mamash Pashat. What's the Pshat? What does it mean, Roiv Bilas Achar Abal? Roiv Bilas Achar Abal means that we assume that if there's a husband and a wife, then probably Roiv of the Bilas that this woman is going to have are going to be with her husband. Once we assume Roiv Bilas Achar Abal, we then say that even though we acknowledge there might be a mit of Bilas that are not from the husband, but who cares? Achri Rabam Lahatois, we're going to go Baser Roiv, even though all these Bilas are not Pefaneinu, it's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, and that's how I know Roiv. That's how I know Ruba de Lesa Kamon. But it starts with knowing that there was a Roiv Bilas from the Baal. Says the Chassam Sofer, how do you know there was a Roiv Bilas from the Baal? Maybe there was no Roiv Bilas from the Baal. I've finished. How do you know there was a Roiv Bilas from the Baal? The Teretz says it's a Chazaka that there was probably Roiv Bilas from the Baal. Roiv comes after I establish there's a Roiv and a Miet. The Roiv is Roiv Bilas from the Baal, Miet Bilas or no Bilas from someone that's not the Baal. Okay. But how do I know there's Roiv Bilas from the Baal? Who told you there's Roiv Bilas from the Baal? Maybe there was no Bilas. Maybe they're living together and there was no Bilas. And if that's the case, so there's no Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. You're assuming you know Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. How do you know that? The Teretz is, I know it's not the Chassam Sofer, because it's a Chazaka, that if there's a Ish V'Yisha, and there's Oyna, etc., etc., so there was probably a Roiv Bilas. So the Chassam Sofer says, that's how Chazal knew to take Psy Chazaka and Psy Roiv and extract both of them from the same Makkah of Ve'imoy. I know Roiv because I know that I'm able to work with the fact that there's a Roiv Bilas Achar Abal, Agam, there's a Miet, not from the Baal. Mechteis, I can rely on the Roiv. I know Chazaka from the fact that there even is a Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. On Chazaka, I don't have the Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. So I need Chazaka to establish the Roiv Bilas, and I need Roiv to tell me that I can go bust for the Roiv Bilas. But Al Koponim, it's two completely different Chazakas. Two Chazakas. There's the Chazaka of Chulin Daf Yudam Midbeis, that's learned out from Nigei Batim. And then there's the Chazaka known as Cheskas Umdino. We assume Cheskas Minagoylama. Ish V'Yisha, there's a Roiv Bilas. There's a Chazaka of Cheskas Umdino. If a woman is raising a child, probably her child. If they go to Simchas together, they're probably related. And that's learned out from somewhere else. Where's that learned out? The same place Roiv is learned out from. It's learned out from Akka Ava Imoy. So you say the Hasidus over here. But the bottom line is, says the Chassam Sofer, these two Chazakas are different Chazakas. But they're not just different. They're fundamentally different. And if you think about it, they're mamish min hakotzer lakotzer. A Chazaka of Oiki Milsa Achazaka is not mevar in any which way what's going on over here. You have a Chazaka. You don't know whether or not this Truma is Tameo or Tahira. I know a week ago it was Tahira. Based on that, I'm going to assume it's still Tahira today. Chetesi. It's true. Mechetesi. Aber, Minoha Milsad Amr Abanan. We have a Makar. It's Xeris HaKosov. It's learned out from Nigei Batim that if before the house was Mitzayra, we assume that it's Faita Mitzayra right now. Is it Mevara? Of course it's not Mevara. Does it add some light and insight? Yeah, maybe. But the bottom line is, however it works, it's a chiddush that it works, and it's certainly not mevarit b'teiras vaday. Cheskas umdena, says the Chassam Sofer, cheskas minaga oilam is mevarit the sofik. And because it's mevarit the sofik, it's a whole different deal. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's what Taisus is saying, loidami klal. Taisus is just coming to bavarn someone who's familiar with the concept of chazaka, and he's a shtickle, a baki, and he's learning And he has a whole fancy iboy in the Gemara. And what's the shayla iboy lohu? Whether or not can you say migu b'makom chazaka? You don't say migu b'makom chazaka. What's going on here? I know another sugi in kedushin daf samech dal where it's mafurish Gemara that you say migu b'makom chazaka. What was the migu b'makom chazaka over there? That it's becheskas that if he would die right now, she would fully yibum. So that's an oikim milsa chazaka. Migu kitzicha nakar an oikim milsa chazaka. As opposed to what? As opposed to if you're going up against the chazak of Ein Adam Pereya Choyve Toichsmane. What's the chazak of Ein Adam Pereya Choyve Toichsmane? That's not Oiki Milsa Chazake. That's the other chazak. That's Cheskes Minoga Oilo. People don't do that. And because people don't do that, so over here already it's a Gansi Boy in the Gemara. But Chassam Sofer, he says it a little bit more. And this Hoysofer is actually not in Chassam Sofer here in Bava Basra Dafim Adiz. It's in a different shtickle. This is a shtickle that we spoke at many times last Machzer. This is, it's Mamish Kedai to go through this because it's very, very Yisoidi in terms of understanding Chazakis. It's in Chassam Sofer al Hashas in Mesech Teschulin Daf Yud on the days on this Gemara. Oikin Milsa Chazake. Over there, Toich Dvar, if you go through it, you'll see what I mean. He adds a knech. And that is, it's a little bit tiefer even. He says, why? He says, because Yesh Loima, what is Migu even? Huh, so what's Migu is like from the Gresta Chakiris of all time. Rabbi Chanan, Kayachatayinez, and Anamonis. But Chassam Sofer says that I believe that the way Migu works is Migu Gufa works Midin Cheskas Minagayla. That's what it is. What's the premise of a Migu? If I was going to lie, I would say a better lie. That's a Chazaka. It's a chazaka that when you lie, you say the lie that would serve your interest better, not the lie that would serve your interest worse. So migu really, says the Chassam Sofer, is a very sadistic piece. If you think about it, it's cheskas min ha'goyla. He says that's what it is. And that is gufa why, says the Chassam Sofer. It's pashit in Kedushin Samech Dalet Amud Beis that migu is better than the chazaka of oikim milsa chazaka. And that's good for the sophic of the Gemara here in Bava Basra Daf Ha Amud Beis, whether you say Migu b'makom cheskas min ha'goyla. Because the whole side of Migu is cheskas min ha'goyla. And just like we've said that cheskas min ha'goyla is better than the Oikin Milsa Chazake, the Chazake from the Rambam Yisur Rabbi Perek Alpha Halacha Chav is better than the Chazake from Chulin Daf Yud Amud Beis. Oh, if that's the case, it's poshit why Migu is better than that Chazake. Up in our sugya, that's good for the Yibaya. Because over here I have two cheskas min ha'goyla that are going head to head. I have the cheskes min of oilam of chazaka in a prayer chayv teichsmane, and I have the cheskes min of oilam of migu, and that's good for the ibay in the gemara. Which chazaka is going to be on it? But I just want to add one last knitch, and that is the Chassam Sofer doesn't just say this; he doubles down. He says one other big hoysafa, and that is says the Chassam Sofer, the nira mevur from this sugya. That not only is a cheskes min ha'goyim better than an oikim milsa chazakik, that's what Tosfos means over here on the bottom of Samech Dalet Amud Beis. But you see even more than that. You see cheskes min ha'goyim is better than roif. It's better than roif. It's vadai. It mamish shmurks b'teres vadai. And this is a big chedesh, brace. Why? He says because you see from our sugya that if somebody goes over to someone, he says, Mona li biyotcha, and he says, I paid toich smani. Not only I'm believed to say I paid, or at the very least, I'm moitze mechaveri all of a raya. Chazaka ein odom perea choy vay toich smani says, I can schlep money out of you. You're pulling money out of somebody with a chazaka of ein odom perea choy vay toich smani? Everyone knows, ein hoche b'mom en achar aroy. It's a machoik is Rav and Shmuel. We pass him like Shmuel Bedini, and we pass him ein hoche b'mom en achar aroy. So if I can't schlep money out of somebody with a roif, how could I schlep money out of somebody with a chazaka ein adam perei achoy v'toich smanoi? Must be, says the Chassam Sofer, that the chazaka of ein adam perei achoy v'toich smanoi is nit kein roif. It's garavadai. It's better than a roif, because ein hoche b'mom en achar aroy. Yet at the same time, I could be moitzi mamon with a chazaka ein adam perei achoy v'toich smanoi. And he says, if you think about it, it makes sense. Because every roif has a mir. Right? What's the classic case of roif? Where's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Somebody bought a shor from somebody, found that afterwards the shor was a nakhin. Right? That's the classic case. He found it was a nakhin. What does it mean it was a nakhin? It means you can't keep this guy around. You keep it around, it's going to end up being a big liability. Okay, so shechted, right? But he doesn't want to shecht it. He wants to akka with it. So he goes to the meicher and he says mekach tois. So the Gemara says like this. Most people, when they sell a shor, they're selling it le radio. They're selling it to work in the field. Some people, however, sell it le shchita. And this is the machlokes. If you go baser roif, so based on roif, Rav says, I bought it l'radi, I bought it to be chayrish, I have a tiny mekach tois. If you go bas, so Rav says it's a mekach tois, you go bas a Rav, Shmuel says, no, Why not? Because there are a myriad of people that buy the shechitas. I can always say, I thought you were buying the shechita. It wasn't a mekachtais. You bought it. Sorry, sava v'gibel. Go home. I apologize. That, in that case, there's a myriad. There's a tangible myriad. What's the myriad? The myriad of people that buy the shechita, right? Let's say the roiv of Islanus, right? The classic case of roiv in Masechtas Yevamos, where a cotton can't do yibum. Why? Because we're afraid maybe this cotton's going to be a saris, the isha's going to be an Islanus. There are a percentage of people that are sarisim, that are Islanuses. There's a real tangible myth. The Chasam Sofer says, Chazoke Eidon Perea Choyve Teichsmani, there's no myth. I'm not a... Could it be? Anything could be. No one's saying it can't be. Oh, but you're going to tell me there's a mi'at? What? There's a certain percentage of people that are perei chayvei teichsmani. There's a certain hanhogas ha'olam. People don't do it. Not the hanhogas ha'olam is not that most people don't do it. People don't do it. Fire thing. And because people don't do it, we don't even reckon with a mi'at. And again, it doesn't mean no one's ever done it. It doesn't mean no one ever does it. But it's a different akuda. The akuda is when it comes, some people buy for this, some people buy for that. Nobody's perei chayvei teichsmani. Yeah, it could be some machzach amol, but it's not what people do. And therefore, when you dan chazoka in on the perei chayvei teichsmani, you don't even dan the mir. Just to say this, a drop better, a tefach better. This is something we've spoken about in the past also. What's the difference between a ruba de lesser kamon and a cheskes umdana? This is not such a posh question to answer. Right, you have Ruba the Lesser Kamon, you have Cheska Sumdin. Right, if you would ask me, I would have said that every Cheska Sumdin is really a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. What's Chazaka Einon Perea Chayvei Teichsmani? Most people don't do it, right? Most people don't pay down their loans Teichsmani. Thus, hence, you have a Chazaka Einon Perea Chayvei Teichsmani. But it's not the same thing. There's Ruba the Lesser Kamon and this Cheska Sumdin. What's the Raya? It's a very shtaker raya. Rameir is the raya. Because Rameir is chayish lomiyuta, which means he doesn't hold the Ruba the Lesser Kamon. Rameir holds the Ruba the Iskamon. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Achi Rabban Lahatas. Rameir doesn't hold the Ruba the Lesser Kamon. But Rameir l'chayra holds of Cheskas Umdino. See, you see, it's not mamash the same thing. But this Chasam Sofer is a big Maror Malkim. And he's saying that together of how we dehera chazaka is, the way we dehera chazaka is not roiv. I don't know the mir. There's no kfiyas of mir to people that pay a chayv teichsmani. Thus, what I see up here is a vaday. I see a vaday, and that's why, even though ain't hocha b'mam and achar roiv, but you could take money out with the chazaka ain't a perei chayv teichsmani. He said the Chasam Sofer mamish double down. He said, "Why me buy you this chazaka is better than oikim milsa chazaka?" And that's pshat and toisus is like dummy cloud. This chazaka is a vaday mamish. For her raya, you can be mighty mama with this chazaka. You can't be mighty mama with a roiv. But you could be mighty mama with a chazaka. Just to end, there's a tshuva Rav Kiva Eger. It's in Simin Kuf Tzadik Zayin. At the end of the tshuva, Azoyvi the Heilige Eidim, Rav Kiva Eger was mitzadik to bring the same raya that the Chasam Sofer brought. And that is, you see from the sugi of chazaka, Eidon Perea, Choyve Toichsmane, that Cheska Sumdin is better than a roiv. Because Ein Hocha B'mamanacha Roiv, yet you could be mighty mama with chazaka, Eidon Perea, Choyve Toichsmane. It was Negea, Rav Kiva Eger shmuz there. It's a sugi of Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi. Ayin shot. But Rav Kivega has a hava mina to bring this raya. Rav Kivega said it's a toys. I don't think there's any raya. He says why? The reason you could be moitzi mammon from someone when the person claims I paid teichsmani is not based on the chazaka. I'm being moitzi mammon because I loaned you money. And you admit that I loaned you money, right? What's the case of Eidon Perea Chayvei Teichsmani? Reuven goes over to Shimon, mana li biyotcha. What does Shimon say? Don't say lahayot var miyaylam. He says, I paid. Okay. He's being minded that he borrowed money, right? So he's kolaima paraiti kolaima levisi dummy, right? He's being minded that he borrowed money. No, boss, he's saying I paid teichsmani. Being the chazaka in a prayer chayve teichsmani, so that taina that I paid teichsmani is not a good taina. So what are you left with then? Modeli biyotcha, and you don't have a good response. There's a cheskas chiyuv zok Rav Kiva Eger that I owe you money, and it's because of that cheskas chiyuv I'm able to pull the money out. I'm not pulling the money out with the cheskas umdina. Cheskas umdina is not better than a roiv. If ain't hocha be mamen achar roiv, ain't hochin be mamen achar cheskas umdina either. The Chasam Sofer said, and Kleya said this in the Havamina also. Oh, you see, you could slap money out of a guy with a chazok in a prayer chayv takes money. It must be cheskas umdina is noch better than a roiv. Zok the Rav Kiva Eger tzamuchach. It could be the way. You're being moitzi mamin is with the cheskes chiyuv. It's with the man liyot. By the way, if you go through Tosis and the sugya, Tosis works out what the case was. Case was where they were Edom that saw the halva and Rish Lakish holds am abu chesver beedim ain't tzarich lefar beedim. But we know for sure he owes him money. There was a cheskes chiyuv for sure. Your counter is what? You punched back. What did you tell me? I paid teichsmani. Chazaka just dismisses that taina. Once we dismiss that taina, it's a man liyotcha.
If halo shoysik, then you owe me money. And that's why I'm taking the money. I'm not taking it machmas to cheskes umdera. Well, even cheskes umdera is not better than a roif. So what we have over here is two types of chazakas. We also have a machloikis between the chsam soif and Rabbi Kivager, where the cheskes umdera is other from roif, whether it's not other from roif. Chsam soif has had a svara. By roif, I see the mir. By cheskes umdera, I don't even know that there's a mir. I'm not reckoning with a mir. And chsam soif has said, I think I have a greater roif in the fact that you could be moitzi mama with a chazak in a prayer chayvet aichsmanet. Kivager is mitzadet, but Lamaskoni says, I don't think that's true. I think the way you're being moitzi mama over here is based on the cheskas chiyuv, and la'olam you have no raya that cheskas umdana is in any which way better than a raya.